sana wape Bwana wakon kudoto we Bwana wamon doje wangiri Wewe wedote ebelo Bwana ni wangiri
We are back.
Finally back.
Well, we never left.
Well, we didn't, but we haven't been on in like a week.
If not a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well.
But it's good to be back.
You've been busy.
Oh my God, it's been, yeah, my schedule is nuts. My schedule is pure insanity. But it gets, after tomorrow, it eases up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Last 6 weeks?
6 weeks and 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Oh my God, I cannot wait to graduate. I am ready. Ah, thanks for joining us. Good to see you here.
Yeah.
Oh man. But hoping everybody's doing fabulously as always.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm still wishing for them to be doing fabulously nonetheless.
Yeah. But a lot of news to catch up on.
There is. First off, President Biden's State of the Union address,
mm-hmm.
That was fire.
I didn't see it or hear it.
Okay, definitely. I've only gotten to see chunks of it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, like there's a whole, he's old, he's senile. Did you hear him talk? Did you hear any of this?
How do you know it was him talking?
Oh, you think the whole thing, you think it was somebody,
maybe his wife had her hand up his ass and she was moving his mouth.
You think that's the case? Hey, oh,
anything
I see.
Is possible in today's, you know,
and
in today's AI age, as you will.
It's true, but yeah, I really don't think Dr. Jill Biden had her hand up her husband's ass to do this.
Look, I don't know, Ornicle, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, Ornicle is saying, good evening, everyone. What are we talking about tonight?
Talking about you. What do you want to talk about?
Right now, we are talking about you. Good point.
Spit it out. What do you want to talk about? You got something on your mind?
Well, we took our cat to the veterinarian today. Mm-hmm. He was a good boy.
As always.
And, of course, I'm really excited about getting the State of the Union address. It's a good sign.
Uh-huh. I'm excited about other things, but we'll get to all that.
We can.
And more.
It's true.
But anyway,
are
you excited about the State of the Union?
Well, there are concerns about, like, well, again, well, he's old, he's senile. Well, there's actually no. Oh, and Ornicle says, I'm fine, and I'm from Congo, Brazzaville. I'm just going to say that.
Well, we love you too, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Ornicle. We love you too. Yeah. But that is fascinating. You're from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, right? That is amazing. Hoping that you and your...
And safe.
Yeah, you and your loved ones are safe and happy and healthy. But wow.
Central Africa, they should be okay.
I would hope so. I mean, everybody, there are issues everywhere.
Well, it's not too far from where Cameroon, is it?
Actually, I'm not sure. My geography skills are not very good.
Yeah.
But Brazzaville, I'm not familiar with Brazzaville.
Oh, I haven't been there. I'd love to go.
Yeah. We do need to go actually to Africa as a whole at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
We will.
Well, how do you guys see the world from where you're at?
Yeah. How are things right now in Brazzaville?
Yeah. Do you think the United States has their shit together or no? Because sometimes we get too much credit.
It's true. And I know there's one thing I keep hearing over and over and over again, but I'm curious about in specifically, Yonika, where you're from in the Congo. What are you thinking about? Again, what's going on? What's going on in your world? And also what's going on? Of course, selfishness. We're from the United States. What do you think about what's going on in the U.S.? And what do you think about what's going on in the world as a whole?
World is a mess.
Yeah, but then there's some beautiful things going on, too.
That's right.
Now, we do have a wannabe dictator who wants to get elected again here, which is terrifying. I mean, he said he'll be a dictator.
Putin's already one. And how many other ones are there?
It's true. Absolutely.
So.
And Kim Jong-un. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yes. Yeah. But, excuse me. What else you got?
Well, I got this. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark. She became an all-time NCAA scorer.
I saw that.
Yeah, she beat Pistol Pete Maravich's record. She's breaking the legend's iconic record that had stood for more than half a century. She beat him. So the whole thing about how, well, it's unfair with, and this always reminds me of this, with trans athletes. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't have trans athletes competing against each other. Well, she's a woman, and she beat the crap out of a man's record. So I'm just thinking, yeah,
right? She was legitimately born a woman.
And there, well, she was born a woman. She's not a trans woman. She's a woman. But even if she were a trans woman, she beat the crap out of.
I understand,
man's
but she's
record.
Not. So just, you know, can't even bring up what ifs. You know.
Well, you can bring up what ifs.
Why?
But there's a whole thing.
What if Santa Claus, you know, because of his magical powers, you know. Joined the women's league, and Mrs. Claus, you know, was the all-time scorer.
Wait,
what if
Mrs. Claus was? Wait, if Santa Claus became Mrs. Claus?
Yeah,
is that what you're
and
saying?
Was the all-time scorer?
Okay,
that'd be nearly impossible. First of all,
I mean,
they're way
off,
too old.
First off, yeah, Santa Claus doesn't exist for one. Santa Claus. Is
How
a
do you know? You know for a fact. What about the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, you think the Easter Bunny exists?
I don't know. I haven't not seen them.
Okay. Now, I've seen people dressed up in bunny costumes. And
not what I'm, don't be silly. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I love it that I'm the one being silly.
That's ridiculous. I'm not even going to comment on that.
So wait, so you think people dressed up in bunny costumes are actually
Easter bunnies? It's ridiculous.
You think it's ridiculous that people dress up in bunny costumes?
That they're insulting the Easter bunny like that.
Oh, do you think they're insulting the Easter bunny?
Is yes. If I saw someone walking around dressed up as Tim Schubel.
Yeah.
First of all, at first, I might be humbled.
Okay. Like,
wow. Then I would be angry.
Why would you be angry? Isn't imitation the sincerest form of flattery?
Well, if they were better looking than me, yeah, I would be angry.
Would you be jealous?
I'd be jealous. Of course I would be. Steal my thunder.
Man.
You know?
Oh, wow.
And I'd say, go punch yourself in the face.
Why? Well, because you wouldn't want him to be
I want to see if he'd listen to me. Obviously, if he's going through all that trouble of dressing up like me.
Yeah. And talking like you and carrying himself like you.
Right. I want to see, what he'll do.
Yeah. There you go. How far can you take
How
it?
How many more others are you?
Oh, man. Oh, but this is something, actually, this is going hand in hand with generally what I was just saying a moment ago. For Caitlin Clark.
Right.
In second grade, she wanted to play competitive basketball.
Right.
But there were no girls' leagues. So she joined the boys' team and beat all their records.
It's good.
Oh, man. Get your sister. Get it.
Yeah.
And she won every award at the collegiate level and shattered attendance records in arenas across the country. Again, Caitlin Clark, you are on fire, girl. Get it.
Yeah. And, I actually saw the video of her doing it, which is pretty cool. It's the, did the three-pointer, that's what I thought, yeah.
God, that's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah.
Did
you see where she did it from?
No,
that was
I didn't.
The thing. That was the thing. She did it from, like, an insane spot, too. Let me see.
Just was it a distance? Was it an angle?
It was a distance.
Okay.
Well, I guess it didn't really matter.
But she's that good.
Apparently.
All right.
I think.
Okay, watching the video right now, everybody.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
All right.
Because it's only got... That wasn't it.
Yeah, that was a different one.
Yeah.
That was Juju Watkins.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was kind of. Oh, Juju Watkins. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
Clark.
Different one.
Let me see.
Yeah, Tim, right now, we're on. In case you're saying anything, we're not ignoring you. We're just on a different tab, but we'll be right back on in just a second.
Yeah.
Tim wants to play this video of Caitlin Clark breaking the record. Well, the most recent record. Nothing but that. Look at her. And so calm.
But she didn't do it by 3 points. What the hell is it now?
I don't know.
Like, I saw it and it was really...
So that might be one I'll have to watch afterwards.
Let me see. There is this one that's super impressive.
Okay.
French. Yeah. Translation into French. What's that? Our show, you mean?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, our show or direct translation of what into French, Ornico? And Ornico says, I wish there was that kind of directed DANS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you mean, Ornico?
Mm-hmm. Is it for our show or just the sports or both?
Or anything for that matter. Because in the Congo, it's French is a very common language. If I'm understanding right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ornicle. Ornicle says yes. Okay, are we? And est-ce que je parle peu le français, mais pas très bien.
See that? Alaska Airlines flight carrying pets arrives with cargo door open.
Oh, God.
Even though there's no pets harmed.
That's good. For sure no pets were harmed.
Yeah, they all strap all that shit down anyway.
They do.
Even the luggage.
They do. That's good, but it's still, that's terrifying.
It is.
Just wow.
Yeah, they're getting sued for, Alaska Airlines is getting sued because that one kid had his shirt when a hole blew open inside of the plane.
Yeah.
His shirt got sucked off.
Wow. So yeah, I can see why. Literally, it's something they could have gotten. They could have gotten sucked out of the plane, and it's something I'm understanding. It's basically the quality of airlines, the quality of a lot of airlines. It's gotten poorer.
Well, and
because they're trying to get cheaper, to
not
make
even
bigger
that.
Profits.
I get that, but it's just they're running the airlines for too long. It's just, you know, like if you have a car,
yeah,
and it's 30 years old, you know, that's fine, but you got to change the tires.
You do.
Or like, well, they're bald tires. I don't care. I'm doing 80. Well, it's, you know, it's going to blow out and you're going to not only hurt you, but other people. And the other thing is that I saw that there was a whistleblower that actually worked for the airline.
Yeah.
That on a number of occasions reported.
Yeah.
That this plane can't leave.
Yeah.
And they still left anyway. The
yep.
supervisor said, you know what, it's fine.
Because it's...
And, you know, sometimes it was.
It's for profit. They're cutting costs.
But, yeah, there was a lot
and
of
And drawing
times,
in profit.
There was a lot of times.
Die.
And
yeah.
I saw on the post that the guy was actually testifying.
Yeah.
It was...
absolutely terrifying.
He looked more pissed than anything.
Well, I can understand why.
Of like, yeah, it
but I'm
didn't need to happen.
For the rest of us who ride on airplanes, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Oof.
What?
And another strap hanger got pushed onto the subway tracks, but it was by her boyfriend.
Of course.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, what a dick.
Well, hopefully.
He's such a cunt.
Well, he'll, They're arguing, and he pushed her.
Of course he did.
The victim, 29. What train was it? It looks like the red line.
Which would be the 1, 2, or 3 train, but I don't know. Because I don't see any signs.
One witness said he served in the Iraq War and was used to his training. Oh, it was the one guy that helped her. All right.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
If there was any way I can contribute, I went down and I saw... her between two cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Tried talking to the woman to keep her calm. Said something to the effect that she didn't deserve this. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I am so sorry she went
That's
through
fine.
That.
She's really strong. She told me she was going to the spa.
Yes. Oh, you burned this.
Fulton
sister.
Street. So it was Brooklyn.
Okay. Oh, there's Fulton Street also in Manhattan. There's Fulton Street Station.
Oh, yeah. Way down there. Yeah. Yep. Less than an hour later, a man jumped onto the tracks in Midtown and was fatally struck by a train.
Yeah. Things are intense.
But the, not that I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but.
Yeah.
Especially because, when they have to go respond to incidents like this, they can't respond to people having heart attacks. And,
it's
you know.
True. Well, it's a case of priorities. It always is. That's one thing with, and I learned this with the EMT training. If you have a whole bunch of patients there, you have different labels. You put them most likely to survive,
yeah.
Least likely to survive. You help this one first. If this one is least likely to survive, you want to help everybody, but if there are only so many, you help the ones that you most likely can help. That's it. And if it's a choice between helping her and helping somebody in cardiac arrest, when it comes, I mean, they're in two different places for one, so you're going to have two different groups of people, but let's say they're in the same place. if you're in cardiac arrest, you are already functionally dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You're functionally dead. You could potentially come back, depending, but we don't know. You really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is try. And you have this woman that's conscious. It seems like if it's a choice between the two of them, she's going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully you have more than enough to be able to help both, because maybe the one who's in cardiac arrest can come back.
But did you see, this is the first time I'm seeing this, the president of France?
Yeah.
Macron?
Yeah.
He's 47.
Okay.
He said that his wife is 70.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That she was born a man, impacting the couple's intimacy.
Really? So I didn't know he married a trans woman.
Well, he...
Okay.
Making it sound like he didn't know either, but...
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. It's unusually canted. And I don't know. It's, a lot of times people will make up a story like that just because, like, we want to get divorced, but the country doesn't want a single guy as a president.
Oh, no, what it
is... So there has to be a...
He's arguing against conspiracy theories that she was born a man.
Oh.
And is transgender, saying that this conspiracy theory is false and fabricated. That's what it says.
And did she come forward and say, honey, be quiet, let me handle this?
I'm sure she did. There
she
you
pushed
go.
Him to the side, and he went, oh.
Oh, is that what she would have done? Is
no,
that,
the president would
yeah,
have done
it. Yeah, there you go. Oh, no.
Show me again, honey.
Oh, so bad.
Shut up, old man.
Oh, no.
Pull your pants down.
That is terrible. Well, I don't know if you saw this. There are new, actually some new theories that scientists are actually coming out with about Alzheimer's, the cause and how to treat it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's that?
There's one theory right now is that it's actually an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
Which is fascinating because there are autoimmune diseases for all sorts of different types, affect people in different ways. I know quite a few people who have autoimmune disease and autoimmune diseases, and they're a lot to deal with. The issue a lot of times with autoimmune diseases is everything that you get that comes with them,
because
mm-hmm. they pretty much always attack your immune system. So it's a lot. But it's been an argued for a while that Alzheimer's is caused by beta amyloid proteins that were just building up too much.
Mm-hmm.
But actually scientists are seeing that it's actually this beta amyloid, it's not an abnormally produced protein,
mm-hmm.
but it's rather really normally occurring molecule that occurs in part of the brain's immune system. So like the whole thing, like you're going after this, well, it's normally there. So why are you going after this? But it is seen too, it's if brain trauma occurs or when bacteria are present in the brain, this beta amyloid is a key contributor to the brain's comprehensive immune response to it. Because all of our immune system, all of our organs and all of our systems
mm-hmm.
have immune systems of their own, which I didn't know that was, I thought there was just the general immune system. Like, nope, it's all individual. But yeah, there are striking similarities between the fat molecules that make up both the membranes of bacteria and the membranes of brain cells, which unfortunately the beta amyloid cannot tell the difference, or it seems they can't tell the difference between invading bacteria and host brain cells. So it causes the immune system to mistakenly attack the very brain cells they're trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with the autoimmune disease too. That's why you get sick with everything.
What's up, Crash?
Thanks for joining us, Crash. But this leads to chronic progressive loss of brain function, which ultimately culminates in dementia.
Where are you calling from, or where are you coming in from?
Good to see you, Crash. I know we've seen you before. It's been a minute. I forget where.
I think the Midwest.
Was that where it was?
I think so.
Ontario, Canada. Yeah. That's where it is. Okay.
How's things in Canada?
And Ontario specifically. It's colder there.
That's north of us, or is that northwest?
Yeah, northwest, isn't it? Northwest of New York. Cold, wet, and wet snow.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah. Well, we're wet and just nasty out and cold.
Yeah, and I heard yesterday that we may get some snow this weekend.
That we'll sucks. See.
I know, Panda, I know.
Tell us something good. What do you got going on?
And Crash says, I am in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. I'm about 20 minutes from Buffalo. Oh, all right. We are way south of Buffalo. We are in New York, New York. But
yeah.
Still very cool.
Well, I got good news.
What's good news, baby?
That the one stock I told everybody about doubled.
Which one?
MindMed.
Ah, yes.
If you want, guys want to look up, I don't know if you guys follow the stocks or follow what I'd say, but that's the ticker symbol, and the company is called MindMed. And they're actually got FDA approval for their version of LSD to treat depression.
That's incredible. On Crash says, I am kicking multiple sclerosis today as I have MS and it's been hard because of the weather today, but I'm not letting it beat me down. I'm upbeat and loving my sarcastic self.
Well, we love your sarcastic self too.
We do, and get it, Crash. That's a lot.
Why are you calling yourself Crash? Is that just a nickname you've always had, or?
Maybe. Or just finding the sense of humor with Crash and multiple sclerosis. We appreciate you, Crash, but man.
Yeah, strong woman.
No kidding.
But and actually, I saw something, was it today or yesterday, about the FDA approved something else here in the U.S. for an MS cure. That
really?
MS challenge. It got, how much money did it got?
Oh, Crash wants to call in.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey, Crash. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I'm Kat, by the way.
All right. What's up, Kat?
Not much. I've listened to a couple of your guys' podcasts. I downloaded them, and I finally caught you live, and I was like, this is exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're excited. We haven't been on in just a little over a week, so we're happy to be on when you're on too, Crash.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Yeah, I just did. And it's funny you say that, because I...
Yeah, you were just saying about a cure.
Not a cure, just... I'm trying to think of what challenge. So the FDA here in the States, because that ice bucket challenge...
Are you talking about the... like the LSD and like the mushrooms, using that to help?
No, that I was talking about. There's a company called MindMed.
That was just a bit ago you mentioned that.
I'd said to everybody to invest in that stock about a year ago. But the other company I like is Joby. They have the flying cars. They got FAA approval for something else that's going to happen this year with them. So, like, I am psyched about Joby.
That's really cool.
J-O-B-Y.
That is really
Joby
cool.
Joby Aviation.
And I know we're going to, of course, see that here because we live in New York. So it's going to be a matter of time until we see flying taxis around here.
Yeah.
That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
It is. They got, like I said, they got FAA approval for a lot of it because...
Well, they're in Dubai now, right? Or
they have an exclusive contract with Dubai.
Man,
and, everything cool is in Dubai.
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard that.
And United Emirates.
There you go. But the only thing is, of course, safety. Because there are some issues with, as far as government control, and government is known for abusing their people, which that's a problem. So it's a whole awesome stuff. But then like, okay, can you get this shit together? Can y'all get this together? And then it can all be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I was saying about the MS thing was it was either today or yesterday I saw something because of the ice bucket challenge.
That was for ALS.
Oh, ALS.
Yes, that was ALS.
Right. Okay. Then I apologize.
Do you remember in about 2008 or 2007, Dr. Zamboni from Italy came out with a liberation treatment for MS where they would open the veins to the brain and increase the oxygen and the airway.
Wow. No, I don't remember that.
Well, I actually was picked as one of the candidates to have the surgery.
That is so cool.
I was pretty much in a wheelchair and a walker. That's the only way I could get around. And I'm a single mom. My kids are adults now, but they weren't then. So we raised money and my parents helped me out. God love them. Because it was such a controversial treatment and our government wouldn't allow it in Canada at all. And if I was going to leave the country to have it done, he even stated to anyone with MS, if you're going to have it done, you need to get written approval from your neurologist, whoever you're going to have your aftercare with. So my doctor was 100% for it, and a doctor in Ottawa was providing the testing that we needed for free to see if we qualified for the surgery. And I went in 2009 to Costa Rica. I was there for 11 days. They put myself and my mom and dad and both my kids up. And it was called Hospital Biblica. And so I was in the hospital side for 2 days. Okay. And then the hotel and hospital are like one building.
Okay.
So the doctors and the nurses still took care of me. And I had all the care. And when I came home, I had physio and everything here. I had a 98% blockage on my right side and a 96 on my left airway to the brain. And since then, I still need a walker maybe 3 to 5 times a year. But the rest of it, no, I'm good. Like my fine motor skills have improved. My memory has improved because short-term memory is really bad.
Now, what about moving forward? If they were to give you HGH.
You like human growth hormone.
Yeah, just to kind of.
I would do it 110%.
Man, but that, oh man, we are so happy to hear that. That is absolutely incredible.
I don't know why they don't prescribe that a lot more.
I know, they really need to, because you know what? They've come out, that they were saying that bees work and bee stings work and that, and I'm highly allergic, so I can't do that, but.
Yeah.
I have the relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. So my MS isn't like somebody with progressive. My MS, like, knock on wood, I'm having a crappy day today. But yeah, thank you for the knock on wood.
I've
been in remission for almost 2 years. So I'm doing really well. And I use cannabis instead of my pain meds, and I use, you know, CBD. I use all of that.
Yeah, well,
and it
like
works.
I said,
it's amazing.
With a lot of the stocks that I was telling Jolynn, especially like the psilocybin stocks and everything, those companies are based out of Canada.
Yep.
Like it seems like a lot of the psilocybin stocks and everything are like Safe Supply. That's another stock. That's a penny stock though, where they like here in the States, like especially in New York, you go to any bar or any place, there's free condoms. It's like a fishbowl. You just grab as many condoms as you want.
Yeah, see, we don't have that here.
Okay.
But,
we have free healthcare, and, you know, our kids under
18. And which would you rather have? There you go.
I would rather have the free healthcare, but I want my kids and my grandkids to be able to be safe. And, you know, if they're going to go to a bar, and I mean, we're all young ones, and you're going to go home with somebody, I'd rather they're be able to have what they need if they don't already have it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because again,
so why not have both?
A lot of times too is, you know, like you said, you pick somebody up at a bar, the last thing, hey, I'm going to stop at, you know, the 7-Eleven real quick. The only thing you could think of is either to get laid in the car or either, you know, there's really no time. There's really no preparation, but the way they have them here, they're literally at the bar by the cash register, and you're paying to
have
your problem. But in Europe, like London, they have those test kits pretty much anywhere to where, like, say you were to get Coke or whatever your drug is, you can test them for free. That's that Safe Supply company.
Which is testing for fentanyl, which is awesome.
Well, testing
you
for,
have the kits for the women to take in their purses. To make sure, and we provide the coasters for over top of their drinks so that every bar has that, so that they don't get, you know, anything put into the drink. And they do provide, the bars do provide the kits to test your drink to make sure you weren't, you know, nothing was put in your drink. We do that, but the safe sex stuff, no. Our government is so backwards with our, even the sex ed talks that we used to have in schools, they don't have that now in schools. It's not the same.
Why
it's
not?
It's changed completely because our government has decided that, well, the government and the churches have decided that it's something that the parents need to talk about, not. And I grew up with my parents not telling me anything. They handed me a book and said, here you go. Read this book and you're good to go. Where my kids, I talked about everything. And when my son hit 16, I bought him a box of condoms and taught him how to put them on and how to be respectful of women. And I'm not telling you to go out and do anything, but I want you to be prepared. And, you know, I told my daughter, like, this is what you need to do and be respectful, not only of him, but he needs to be respectful of you. And
it's sounds like
you know what a stiff dick doesn't have?
What's
a
that?
Conscience. A conscience.
Yeah.
That's it. Exactly. Exactly. You know, yeah. And I have a 10-year-old grandson now, and I tell him all the time, like, you always respect your elders, doesn't matter who they are. You're always polite, and you are, when you like a little girl or whatever in your class, you know, you be respectful. Don't be rude. Treat her or treat them who you how you want to be treated. So that's just how it is.
There you go. Yeah, thank but see you a lot of times. That, yeah.
See a lot of times too, though. I would maybe disagree with you have to respect your elders because, you know, there's a little bit of
you have to I know respect. It's like a respect saying. Thing. If they don't give it to you, then you don't need to give it back.
Well, I always would tell my kids, respect everybody, especially your elders, but you have to respect your instinct first.
Right. That's what I always tell them. And my grandson has a cell phone. Everyone was against it. And I said, no, I want him to have it. And I've told him, you're not allowed to use it to text your friends and everything when you're in school. You can't use it till after 5 o'clock when you get home, unless it's an emergency to call your mom, your dad, or me. And he's like, okay. And I said, if you can't reach daddy, and because my son and my grandson's mom have got a divorce. So I've said, if you can't reach them, you call Nana and I'll be right there to pick you up. No questions asked. And right. We've told them, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. We will always support you as long as you're honest. So it doesn't matter what you've done or what your friends have done. If you're honest with us, we'll back you up.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing I told my kids. I'm like, no matter whatever you think in the head of yours,
yep.
I've already thought and worse.
Yep. And see, I'm a private investigator. That's what I do for a living. So my kids, those poor kids, I was 10 steps ahead of them all the time. So my son would sneak out at night. I'd hear him sneak out. I'd give him a 10-minute head start on his bike. And then I'd go right where he was going. And I'd park on the street. And he'd show up at his buddies. And I'm sitting on the porch. He's like, how? Every time, how? And I said, because I always know what you're doing. Always. And he's like, all right, bike in the truck and off home he goes. And he's like, and then they're, and I have supersonic hearing. So my kids, I used to call them Pinky in the Brain. And they'd be downstairs coming up with a ploy to get me to do something. And I'd come downstairs going, so why should I take you to the mall right now? What is the plan? And they both look at me going, do you have us bugged? Like, what is going on?
Oh, that is funny. But thank you for that Animaniacs reference, Pinky in the Brain.
Yes. thank you for letting me call in. You guys are amazing.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, but you have it. I see you posted that you have a podcast called Crash and Burn. When is yours?
Every
when
Thursday, you 3 p.m. Eastern. And I have a co-host, Jimmy Jam.
Wait, when is it?
3 p.m. Eastern every Thursday.
All right. And did you do this with Jim Jam?
Yeah, Jimmy Jam. And our podcast is about, like, last week it was, this past Thursday was about mustard and what it can cure. It cures migraines. It cures restless leg syndrome. And, so I just like getting into whatever. And then expect a lot of sarcasm and a lot of humor, a and a lot of dad jokes from Jimmy Jam. And it's just fun. I love it. I've only got 10 episodes out, but I'm doing really well. A magazine here in Canada picked me. They heard the podcast. Somebody shared it with them, and they did a story about me and my co-host, and they did it because I'm over 50 now, and they wanted to, and I just started my podcast stuff, so they were saying, like, you're getting into a new way of life, right? How is it affecting you? So they did a whole thing, and it's going to be in a magazine at the end of the month and online. I'm not allowed to say until the last week of March, but I've shared the article on Twitter.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Kat.
Congrats, you earned it.
Oh, something you might, I don't know if you saw this or not. I read this a few days ago. It was saying, speaking of migraine and migraine cures, apparently catnip helps with migraines too.
I've heard that. So what we've done to try it is I put the catnip, I made like a tea out of it.
Okay.
And then I put it in, you know, like the Scentsy burners?
Yeah.
Wax warmer. So what I did was put it in my essential oil burner, and we used it that way. Now, it didn't do anything for mine.
Oh,
but the mustard, you just take a teaspoon of mustard, you put it in your mouth, let it sit in there for a couple of minutes, swirl it around, and then drink a glass, an 8-ounce glass of cold water afterwards, and 35, 40 minutes later, I was actually able to take my sunglasses off in my house.
Wow. That's incredible. That is... mm-hmm. So mustard, 1 teaspoon of mustard.
1 teaspoon. It's good for acid reflux. Really? Restless leg syndrome, you take the mustard seeds, you grind them up with a little bit of mustard, rub it on your legs. Don't leave it on for more than 10 minutes, and then wash it off. And you're good to go. And you can put the mustard seeds into a hot bath with some Epsom salts, and it, again, will ease your pain in your legs.
Wow. Good that stuff. Is incredible.
So that's kind of what we do on my podcast. We come up with, you know, all the natural remedies that our grandparents or parents have used. And we'll talk about, you know, the dumbest criminals in the world and what they thought they could get away with. And
so you should go to, and we do this too. We go to, hold on a second. I'll tell you.
Smoking gun.
Have you ever gone on there?
Somebody told me about that yesterday. I have to check it out.
Yeah. Smoking gun. I go to the, and I don't, the best I've ever got. If you go to Time Waster right on the front.
Yep.
It has the lineup of the criminals, and you have to line up them up their faces with the crimes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Well, we did the on Leap the 29th of February was my podcast, and we did the dumbest criminals, and the one guy was convinced, because it was a leap year and the 29th of February, he could go out and rob a bank, and this was in the state somewhere, and it was the last leap year, not now. He robbed a bank with his buddy, and when the police arrested him, he's like, you can't arrest me. And they're like, why? Because it's a leap year. Leap years don't count for criminals if you do any crimes on the 29th. And his buddies had convinced him the night before, when they were all at the bar, that if he went and did anything wrong on the 29th, he wouldn't be arrested.
All would be forgiven.
So he's an idiot. Wow.
Yes. And the other guy was, he robbed these people's house and they were away, and he broke in, was taking all their stuff, decided to make a sandwich, took his false teeth out to clean them, left them on the bathroom sink and left. And when the people came home, they got him because of his dentures.
That is so funny.
I saw last week, they had an actual video of it.
They heard a
video, or that the cops got to think of, well, okay, there's a guy breaking into a house, or a guy broke into a house. So the cops going in the house with the flashlight, and he sees the bathroom light on. And as he's getting to the bathroom door, the guy's like, hey, I need some privacy. He's the thief. He's taking a dump.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, hey, can you give me a minute? And it's like, no.
No.
See, and the other guy that we got was, he broke into their house, did everything, and then used their iPad to FaceTime his kids and tell them he was going to be late from work. So, and he didn't take the iPad. He left it. So when the people came home and the police went through, they were like, oh, your iPad's still here. And she goes, yeah, what is this? And then they called the number back and the guy answered.
Wow.
Yep. The dumbest criminals, I'm telling you.
That is too funny.
Yes. Oh, that is funny.
Or, we, you know, the Darwin Awards is always good, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for letting me call in. You guys are absolutely awesome. I will be checking you guys out on a regular basis.
Well, thank you. And same here.
Thank you so much. I've already been following you, so that is good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have a great rest of your day.
You too. And a great rest of your weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Sweet lady.
Yeah, that's true. That was mad cool.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's another episode we're gonna have to follow.
Yeah, another podcast.
Very cool.
Crash and Jimmy Jam.
Yeah. And called Crash and Burn.
Crash and Burn.
All right. But so that's another one people can listen to. Crash and Burn on Thursdays at 3 p.m.
But yeah, that reminds me, I gotta do the time waster I didn't do yesterday.
Oh, my poor panda. I know that's one of your favorite things.
It is. What's up, Martina?
Thanks for joining us, Martina.
But yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Because they can only ever get two right. Maybe three.
Oh.
But.
I mean, you know, is it
it's
really
hard to get five.
But is it really
sure, it's not impossible.
So, it's true. But is it really so awful to only get two?
I feel it's a personal you know,
is it a personal failure?
That's a personal short end on my part.
Oh man,
I should be. You'd figure that's a pretty easy thing to do, but it's not. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't be so hard on myself.
I don't think I don't think you're wrong on that. Yeah, I don't think you need to be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
For being a personal failure, it's really not. If that's the extent
of
your
failure, just
that.
Yeah. I don't know about, it's just a shortcoming. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But
exactly. And it's really not a shortcoming, I wouldn't think.
I can, put some more time and effort into it. But it goes to show you how profiling doesn't work.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely doesn't. I mean, profiling, it tends to target the same communities.
Yeah.
But still.
But, you know, it definitely, you can't go by it.
No.
Oh, well, thank you
so
much.
Thanks for joining us again, and thanks for the gift, Kat. We appreciate that. Oh, I was going to say, you mentioned shortcomings. Did you see that a judge has told Mike Lindell that he has to pay $5 million to the man who won his Prove Mike Wrong challenge?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Just funny.
Yep, it was a whole thing. A few years ago, Mike Lindell had made a challenge and said, give anybody $5 million if you can prove Mike wrong that, you know, the 2020 election was stolen. Well, they were able to prove that it was not stolen. And he was just saying like, oh, well, no, didn't actually mean it. That's not what it was. Well, the judge said actually, the way you did it. Yeah, you owe this money. So now Mike Lindell is apparently completely broke. Let's see.
Well, maybe you're still doing coke again. Who knows?
That's a possibility. Yeah. But just wow. But he has to pay a $5 million arbitration award.
Yikes.
The man who proved him, the man who proved him wrong, his name, last name is Zeidman. Last name is Zeidman. Sorry, I didn't get the first name of it. But his attorney, Mike Glasser, said, if you want to stop the collection effort, you have to post a bond. If Lindell does not do so, we have the right to use collection mechanisms to try to find the money.
Wow.
Including seizing bank accounts and using subpoena power to track Lindell's assets.
Yeah.
That's what Trump is going through this now, too. It's like, you're an asshole. You owe this money. Now you have to put it as a bond.
Well, it's funny. There was Miles, my friend Miles, New York City detective. He got into that, the white collar criminals. Remember, he tracks down like where people hide their money.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's not as hard as you think. I found the money.
Okay.
He goes, it's really not as hard as you would think.
Okay.
It's yeah, it's always like the same kind of MOs in the same places, and you know.
Really? Was it like
a lot of shell corporations that just one owns the other, that owns the other, that owns the other, that
okay.
I put in my dog's name and it just, you know, a lot of jumps.
Okay.
You know, but once you boil it down to it, you know.
You follow the money.
You follow the money.
Okay.
And you follow when the entities were opened and where they were opened, and it doesn't matter where they were opened if, when it comes to certain crimes.
But either way, it's relatively easy to follow.
That's what he says.
Step by step.
I would imagine for him it is.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's a detective, so makes sense.
He's very smart too.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but did you see, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, there's one I saw, this one from a few days ago. I'm hoping she was adopted at this point in time, too. But this was a dog that was returned to the shelter after only 24 hours in her adoptive home. Her name is Sora. She was in the animal shelter for more than 900 days.
Wow.
That's a long time. Now, Now, Sim Cower from the Valley Animal Center, that's in California, Fresno, California, that's the shelter she was at, says, Sora is a high-energy dog who loves to play and gets super excited anytime she goes on walks. She's great on walks and hikes, making her a good traveling companion. She also loves playing with tennis balls. She is lovable with humans and has tested well with children over the age of 5. So basically, if you want, she's a cutie. I got a picture of her. If you
is that the pit bull?
No, I don't think she's a pit bull. I think she is. You know what? I'm gonna bring a picture up of her. But yeah,
we'll put it in the episode.
We can do that. We can actually do the picture can be her, which is good. But if you're looking for a high energy, sweet dog who does well with children and loves people. Reach out to Valley Animal Center in Fresno, California. Their phone number is 559-233-8690. Or you can go to valleyanimal.org/dogs. Her picture should be on there. This is the largest no-kill animal shelter in Central Valley in California.
Yeah. I saw this the other day, but I guess it was just updated.
Oh, what?
At this 13-year-old kid. out of London.
Yeah.
Actually, recreated, you know, back in the Roman days, that Archimedes.
Yeah.
All right. That the death ray was an actual possible invention.
The death ray?
He invented this kid, you know, I guess his family went to overseas, and he kind of was always interested in science and saw that and thought it was pretty cool and actually figured out that, yeah, I can actually make this.
Wow.
And he actually invented the death ray just by using mirrors. You can do it.
Wow.
Because mirrors kind of, when light hops onto one mirror and gets reflected onto another one, much like a laser.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a laser.
You know, lasers. And basically, for everybody, a colleague, a smart dude, explained lasers to me in about 2 seconds. What's up, Mr. A?
Thanks for joining us, Mr. A. Good to see you.
And if you have, like, basically think of it as a tennis court.
Okay.
And one side is a mirror and the other side is a mirror. And you have a beam of light shooting through the one side.
Okay.
Now, each side of the tennis court, the mirrors are equal thickness, but one is a little bit weaker than the other. So that light's going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until one actually loses because it's weaker, and that light's going to go through it, but it's going to be reflected so many times. That's how lasers get so, you know,
like consistent.
Could cut things and yeah,
wow.
Consistent because it builds up energy each time going back and forth
wow.
to where the finally the glass or the mirror on the other edge can't take it, But it gets so concentrated just on that one side to where
eventually it pierces.
It pierces it and you do pretty cool stuff with it. Yeah. And I'm like, that's it.
But it's something like I would think like death ray, that would be a laser.
Well, yeah, that's I guess that's kind of like a laser, but see.
That is something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here, let me see. It's again, he's from London, Ontario. His name is Brian Senior. He's 13 years old. Won 2 gold medals and a London Public Library Award for his minuscule version of the contraption. A supposed war weapon made up of a large array of mirrors designed to focus and aim sunlight on a target, such as a ship, and cause combustion, you know, according to a paper published in January by Canadian Science Fair Journal. Wow.
Oh, and I also saw, I heard that, you know how there's like, if you're really good at baseball or football or soccer and tennis and all these sports to get into colleges, scholarships.
Yeah.
You know what the next big thing is?
What's that?
Cornhole.
Mm.
They're starting to give away cornhole scholarships.
There you go, Mr. A. You're inspiring people with that. You know that? Which, by the way, how'd you do in your last match? Sure, you massacred whoever you were up against.
So.
But that is so cool.
Hey, something. Whew. Man. Mm. That is something. Oh, it's 5:00. That's why I'm yawning.
There you go.
Shit, I gotta put that roast in.
You do.
Damn.
You wanna wrap it up and we get started on dinner?
Well, how much time is that gonna take?
The roast is gonna take about 3 hours.
Oh. Alright. I guess I can do it tomorrow. I still have to figure out something for dinner.
Okay. You'll figure it out, baby.
Yeah.
Or we'll figure it out. It's not all on you.
Yeah. No, I know. But
I appreciate it and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, baby.
Aw.
But
I just can't wait for a nap.
All right, so that's what we're going to go do, I guess.
And Mr. A said our league ended last Wednesday and we went undefeated 29-0.
Wow, holy
that's
shit.
Fire, Mr. A. Congratulations.
29-0, that's nothing to fuck with.
No kidding. Nice work. Now, your league ended. When does it start up again?
Well, he probably has a couple different leagues.
Oh, maybe. That's a good point. That is, until eventually he maybe does partner up with somebody and gets to travel for it.
Yeah. Wow.
But, of course, you've told us that's really involved.
Well, I'm sure he'd probably get a sponsor now.
There you go.
You know?
But make your money, Mr. A.
You know, 29-0, I'm sure he'll get sponsors.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Mr. A said the tournament is this Wednesday and then the start over of the summer. Okay. And summer, that's practically tomorrow.
It's 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away.
Summer
is don't
like,
forget, everybody, today is daylight savings times.
Ooh, it is. That's true.
So
yes.
You got to set your clocks ahead 1 hour.
Yeah, and summer is a few months away.
Spring ahead, fall back.
Yeah, there you go.
So don't forget, before you go to bed, set your clocks ahead for 1 hour.
Yeah, that's good advice, Panda Bear.
Ooh.
Oh, I know, baby, I know. And Mr. A says, thank you.
All right, guys. That's a wrap.
But I think we'd be back on tomorrow, don't
yes.
you think?
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
All right, good seeing you, Mr. A. And
yes.
Great chatting with you, Kat.
Crash.
Of Crash and Burn.
Yes.
Who does, who she and Jim Jam do their show on
Thursdays
at 3.
3:00. Yes, indeed.
What time tomorrow, Mr. A says? You want to go for 3?
It's up to you. What time are you getting home?
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, I forgot about that. I have to work. Just a moment. I will tell you in a moment.
It's 3:30, I think.
I think I'm working after 3:30. I'm pretty sure. Am I working until the evening, maybe? It's not a late
No,
tomorrow.
I don't think so. It is 8:30 to 3:30. Oh, no, wait.
Tomorrow is 10 until 2. So I'll be home by around 3.
Good.
All right, so we'll go for that. We'll be on about 3, so hopefully we see you then tomorrow, Mr. A. But we'll catch all of you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.